was a good friend of mine.
Hello and welcome to the Huntsman World Senior Games Active Life. My name is Kyle Case and I'll be your host on this amazing journey as we attempt to help you get the most out of your life. I'm flying solo today as my co-pilot, Lil Barron, is out and about preparing to host over 11,000 athletes over the age of 50 from all around the world. Yes, we are just days away from the Huntsman World Senior Games. This event is so special and is such a celebration of life and of active aging. We want to invite everyone to come and just celebrate with us. Athletes, volunteers, sponsors, members of our community, out-of-town guests, it doesn't matter. Just come and celebrate with us. We've got several events in which you can do just that. Very first, on Sunday, October 8th at 5:30 p.m. at the Dixie Convention Center. On the front lawn, we're going to kick everything off with our cauldron lighting ceremony. Olympic gold medalist Ruling Gardner is going to be there. He's going to share some of his Olympic experience, and everyone's invited to come and just hear him and be a part of that lighting ceremony. Immediately following Rulin, the cauldron lighting, Mr. Ping Pong, Scott Price, is going to put on a table tennis demonstration unlike anything you've ever seen before. He's known as the Harlem Globetrotter of table tennis, and this event takes place on Sunday, October 8th as well at 6 p.m. in the Expo Hall of the Dixie Convention Center. And then you don't want to miss our opening ceremonies for the games on Tuesday, October 10th. That's at 7 p.m. at Utah Tech Burns Arena featuring the BYU International Folk Dance Ensemble as well as our very own Utah Tech Fusion. The show is free for everybody, so come on out, enjoy it. Bring your family, bring your friends. And then the following Tuesday, October 17th, Chris Collins and Boulder Canyon are going to share all the biggest hits of John Denver. The gates open at 6 and the show starts at 7, also in the Burns Arena. And that's not even mentioning the Friendship Festival, which takes place October 11th through the 13th and October 18th through the 20th at the Dixie Convention Center right there on the front lawn. We're going to have music. We're going to have entertainment. We're going to have food trucks. It's also free admission. So come on out and celebrate with us, with our athletes. We're so excited to get things kicked off and ready to go. Everything I mentioned and more, including how to volunteer and watch all of the sporting events, can be found at seniorgames.net. Whew, that's a lot. There's a lot going on. Today's guest, known as the winningest coach in America, Larry Gelwick served as the volunteer head coach of the Highland rugby team for 36 years. The major motion picture Forever Strong tells the true story of Coach Gelwick's and the Highland team, who claimed a record 418 wins and just 10 losses, including 20 national championships. Gelwick's was also the subject of an Emmy Award-winning documentary entitled Larry Gelwick's No Regrets. Larry is a highly experienced international speaker and trainer on leadership, ethics, and universal moral values that contribute to sustainable success. Larry, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Kyle. It's my pleasure to join you. And, of course, the wonderful event of the Huntsman Senior Games.
Thank you. You know, again, we're just days away, and we are so looking forward to it. But excited to visit with you today, and maybe you'll be able to share some of your experience and wisdom with our athletes as they're putting in their last-minute preparations and looking to have success. Speaking of success, holy cow, Coach, the winningest coach in America, 418 wins, just 10 losses over more than three decades. I can understand a little bit about how difficult and the level of success that is. I've been helping to coach our Snow Canyon wrestling team, just one of our local wrestling teams from the local high school here. And we've had some success. We've had some ups. We've had some downs, like every team does. But to be able to pull off that kind of a record is incredible. How did you and your team stay on top for so long instead of just being dependent on just a few good players that carried you through and then moved on with their lives? What's the secret?
Well, I don't know that it's a great secret, Kyle, but, you know, one of the things as the head coach, and what doesn't come through in the movie Forever Strong, is how big the team was. Not in the early years, but in the later years in my 36-year coaching career, we had over 200 players on the team, grades 7 through 12, 15 coaches, all of us volunteers, and six different age grade teams. And, you know, the role of a coach is to create a vision, to create a roadmap. and help your team and individual players consistently play above what they think they can do. And, you know, we had a lot of success. And, Kyle, I started looking at the qualities of a champion. You know, first of all, you don't start with a bunch of Heisman Trophy winners. But right. You got to start with good players. I mean, seriously, you can't have a bunch of guys tripping over their shoelaces. But some of the qualities that I saw in champions is a laser-like focus. I think of Morgan Scalley, who's the defensive coordinator at the University of Utah, played all 4 years with me, and was one of the most focused players I ever had the pleasure of coaching. And you've, of course, as I said, you have to have some natural ability. You've got to be able to separate issues and focus on core strategic items, both as a player and a coach. A work ethic that will not quit. And a desire to move from good to great. And you know, the biggest obstacle of being good or goodness and getting to greatness, the biggest obstacle of moving from good to great is being good. You know, when the team is winning, things are good at home, the company is profitable, we don't always feel what must be a positive yet tough pressure that will bend us, but we won't break. It can never be a diminishing, but a positive pressure to move from good to great, because goodness is the biggest obstacle to greatness.
I think that is so true. And I think that in various aspects in our lives, whether it's sports or, as you mentioned, work, or even in our family life, you know, I feel like there's this innate desire that we have to be challenged a little bit. And when we don't allow that to work within us, I think there's dissonance. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I would get the whole team together, again, grade 7 to 12, 200 players in the first couple of days of practice, and I'd say to them, Kyle, now there are two roads that we can follow. We can have a lot of fun, we can be a social team, have a lot of pizza parties, and maybe practice once or twice casually, show up for the games. That is one road. Or there's another road that leads to a highly competitive team that will compete for a state and national championship. And you got to pick, because they are divergent roads. And, you know, these players responded, we want to be a champion. And I would say, do you have any idea what you're saying? Do you understand that once we go down this road, there's no turning back? Here is the law of the price tag. This is what it will cost you, not in dollars, but in heart, in effort, in sweat, blood, and tears. And they say, Coach, let's march.
I love it. I love it. So you got that response from the players, and they felt a desire, I think, to be their best self. You also mentioned earlier that the biggest enemy to great is good. What tips do you have that can help somebody break through that? To break through that, just, I'm doing fine, everything's good. But how do you break through that to get to that next level? I mean, what tips do you have that can help us get there?
Well, there has to be a desire. You know, everybody wants to play the piano. Nobody wants to take lessons.
No one wants
everybody
to practice,
Everybody wants
right.
the gold medal around their neck, which we wore 20 times out of the 27 years that they had a national championship. But they're not always willing to pay what Stephen Covey used to call the law of the price tag. Here's what I mean by moving from good to great. Great is not a comparative virtue. I'm not great compared to you or you to me. It's when we are performing at our best, we are growing, we are taking on more, and we want more. With a lot of coaching, encouragement, correction when necessary. Am I better today than I was yesterday? Will I be better tomorrow than I am today? Now, we want measurable and difficult yet achievable goals. You know, I've talked before about five championship strategies. Here's what I mean by great. Now, football is a breakoff sport from rugby. The scoring is the same. You know, and so for like our equivalent of a touchdown, we get 7 points. We have the equivalent of a field goal. Football was a breakoff sport. So if we hear say that University of Utah beats SC 27-10, and we didn't see the game, we kind of have an idea.
Have an idea, right?
Well, our biggest rival when I was coaching was Skyline High School. I mean, frankly, on the field, we didn't like these guys, and they didn't like us. Yeah. Off the field, we were just fine because our players went to junior high together, and I happened to live in the Skyline school district, the neighborhood. They all knew where I lived. Anyway, so keeping in mind the scoring, and Skyline has a very good team, we beat them 42-6. I mean, we pounded them. And we're in the locker room afterwards, and the boys are all excited. Their chief rival, the guys that they hang out with, you know, on the weekend from Skyline and Highland, they're so excited. And I stand in front of the boys and I say, you know, fellas, congratulations on a great league win. And they're cheering. And I said, now, let me ask you a question, fellas. How did we play? Did we follow the game plan? Did we do our best? And they say, Coach, we killed these guys. And I said, yeah, we really did. But that was not my question. My question is not about Skyline. See, it's never about the other team. It's about us. Did we do our best? Did we follow our game plan? Did we put the game on cruise control at halftime? They thought for a reflective moment and said, yeah, Coach, game was over at halftime. We just kind of cruised. We knew and they knew there was no coming back. And yeah. I said, fellas, I don't want to be misunderstood. I don't want to take anything away from a great league win. Congratulations. But I cannot begin to tell you how disappointed I am in this team. It's not about running up the score. We don't want to embarrass anyone. You want to run up the score just to run up the score. But I don't want you to learn lessons that you can coast in life and get by with the minimal, playing down to the level of your competition. You will take this lesson of life with you throughout your life. I want you to do your best, grow, and take on more. That is what I mean by greatness.
I love that. Well, first of all, great story. And then I love what you said, where greatness is not a comparative. It's not a comparative state.
No.
You're not comparing yourself to anybody else, but it is internal. You're competing with yourself. And there's like a gut check there, right? You gotta look at yourself and say, I did it or I didn't do it, right?
Yeah, there really is, Kyle. Now, when I say it's not a comparative virtue, I do believe that we can use others for inspiration, as an example, as a motivation. But don't try to be somebody else. Try to be your best self. Grow, take on more. You'll get bigger, faster, stronger in the process.
I love it. Now, you alluded to the five championship strategies. We're not going to have time to unpack all of them for sure. Quickly, give us the list. What are the five championship strategies that we can apply in our lives?
Well, after these character traits of champions that I mentioned earlier, I was able to identify five championship strategies that will work in any situation. They will work in any sports team, any family, business, community, any church or synagogue. They virtually guarantee success. So let me name them without a lot of commentary. In no particular order, number one, we, not me. Number two, don't play with snakes. It's actually a hysterical story about we have snakes in our lives. We know what they are, but we want to play with them one more time. Number three is attitude and effort, the muscle of resilience. Number four is expect to win, spelled W-I-N, which is an acronym for what's important now. What do I want tomorrow? And what do I have to do today? And number five is focus on the final score. You know, I've given coaching clinics all over the country and actually in some other foreign countries. And this is the most one of the most important things for a coach, a parent, a business leader, an individual. Say, focus on the final score. Don't get too worked up over the halftime score. Maybe you're up, maybe you're down. But keep your focus. How do I get my team, my family, myself, my business to the end of the game where I want them to be?
Great advice. And like you said, strategies that I think we could apply in any setting in our life. I mentioned we're just not going to have time to unpack all of them, but you have got to tell us the snake story. You've got to tell us. You said it was hilarious. You've got to tell us the snake story.
Okay. It's a good one. One of our young players, he walked out on a hot summer's morning, I think July, and walked in, he lived up on the bench area in Salt Lake City, and walked out into his garage, and he found a snake. And he walked up to it. It was a rattlesnake, kind of not a big one, but just a small one, but he knew what it was. And being a 14-year-old boy, we know he was brain dead, all right?
Of course.
Yeah, 14-year-old boys only think about two things. One is, what am I going to eat and when? And the second goes something like this. Does she really think I'm hot? Does she? That's it. Now,
Just two things.
But you know, Kyle, our wives already know that as we guys get older, those two really don't change. Anyway, so he walks out and he gets kind of a board and puts it behind the neck of the snake and he picks it up. He is holding a rattlesnake in his hand. And, you know, Kyle, if your son or your daughter, your nephew, your neighbor said, hey, I found a rattlesnake and I held it up and was holding on to it, what's the first thought that would come to your mind?
You got to let that thing go.
Yeah, it's like, do you really have stupid tattooed on your forehead? Well, that's not the first thought that I had. Honestly, the very first thought that came to me was, do snakes have necks? I don't know. Let's go ask the biology teacher.
It's a valid question.
Does a snake have a neck? I know. Anyway, so soon, all the kids in the neighborhood are running over, and our player is, you know, doing that 14-year-old brain dead boy thing, kind of taunting people. Ha, ha, ha. It's going to bite you. Even chased a girl with this rattlesnake.
Of
and then
course.
Understanding that 14-year-old boys have the attention span of a mosquito, a buddy of his calls up and he goes, hey, and the kid turns his head, but he holds the snake out at arm's length. Well, his focus was off. He didn't drop the snake, but he loosened the grip and bam, it bit him right on the hand.
Of course
it
did.
He had a lot of health problems because of that. So I'm talking to him and I say, wait a minute. He's telling me this story later on. I said, let me see if I got this right. You walked out into your garage. Yeah. You saw a snake. Yeah.
That's right.
You walked up to it. Yeah. It was a rattlesnake. Yeah. You picked it up and played with it. Yeah. And it bit you. Yeah, it bit me.
I said, he was so surprised.
What did you think was going to happen? You have never learned that universal law of nature that you play with a rattlesnake, sooner or later, it's going to bite you.
You're going to get bit.
And here's the point of don't play with snakes. We define in our team's vocabulary that a rattlesnake is something in our life. It could be our professional life. It could be our personal life, our family, our marriage, our partnership, whatever it may be. We know what this thing is. We know it's not right. Now, whether it's legal or not is totally irrelevant. There are things that are legal that are not right.
Yeah.
And we know we should get rid of it, but we want to hold on to it maybe one more time. And I'll get rid of it after this one time. And then there's another, and there's another. And so what we would do as a team in our schoolwork, in our personal lives, in our jobs or professions, we would identify one rattlesnake, come up with a game plan of what we need to do to get rid of it. Maybe it's getting some outside help, maybe not, but absolutely we don't play with that snake anymore.
Yeah, not even one more time.
And that it's a that has such a great application. You know, I was talking to a group. I do a lot of, since the movie came out, a whole new career of speaking at conventions, seminars, business meetings. Just spoke to a group in Europe last week. And I was speaking to this convention of financial planners in San Diego, and I was talking about this. And I identified a rattlesnake in their profession where they're going to sell a financial package. And not that it's a bad one for the client, but it's really good for the salesman. It's front loaded with a lot of commissions and things like that. And I said, that is a rattlesnake. Yeah. But the temptation is there's so much front loaded money. How do you overcome? We had a great discussion. I opened it up to kind of interaction about how to get rid of that front loaded rattlesnake. That's what it means. Don't play with snakes.
Thank you. I love that. Darn it. We're running low on time. We've got about a minute and a half. You have an opportunity. You talked about gathering your 200 young men together to start the season. I'm going to give you a chance to stand in front of our 11,000 athletes. They're getting ready to play a variety of different sports, but they're getting prepared. They're ready to go. You've got a minute and a half. What do you tell these people to get them going?
I think attitude and effort is everything. And we have this whole idea, it's completely backwards, that, you know, my behavior will change when I can get my head wrapped around it, my attitude, which is that emotional, psychological, and spiritual place. Totally backwards. You want to change an attitude, you have to change a behavior first. And I would tell them there's only two pains in life. There's the pain of hard work and the pain of regret. Pain of hard work's tough, and it will push you to your limits. But after a great practice or a great workout, remember how good you felt after a great competition. The pain of regret, if we don't try to fix whatever needs to be fixed in our lives, in our families, in our business, in our marriage or partnership, I promise you that pain of regret and missed opportunity will never go away. The pain of hard work is temporary. The rewards are forever. The pain of regret stays with you forever. Be a champion. Go from good to great.
Coach, thank you so much. Great advice. I hope all of our athletes are able to hear that and apply it and, you know, live as a champion. That's what it's all about. Thank you so, so much for your time, for your talent, your expertise. Congratulations on your success. We wish you all the best in everything that you have going on.
Thanks, Kyle.
That was amazing. Just incredible information. I'm going to make sure that I listen to this one over and over again. Good, good stuff. A couple of things just to wrap us up here really quickly. At the beginning of the show, I talked about volunteering at the games. We could really use your help. SeniorGames.net is where you're going to find everything you need to know. Don't forget about our opening ceremonies, which is Tuesday, October 10th at the Burns Arena. Brand new venue, a new energy. BYU's International Folk Dance Festival is going to be there. It's going to be amazing. It's free. Bring your family and friends. Remember the concert and celebration on October 17th. All the biggest hits of John Denver also at the Burns Arena, and that is also free. And then finally, don't forget the Friendship Festival. There's going to be so much fun, entertainment, singing, dancing. We have a magician coming. We've got stand-up comedians, all kinds of stuff, October 11th through the 13th, and then October 8th through the, 18th through the 20th at the Dixie Convention Center. Everyone's invited. Also, admission is free. Don't forget the food trucks there as well. We're very excited for the next couple of weeks. The games are coming. Our next couple of shows, we're going to be interviewing athletes of the games in person since they're going to be here in St. George competing. Next week in particular, we talk with David Gibbon, who is a sprinter, who's hoping to get some personal bests and break a few senior records on the track at our brand new venue this year. David has been an athlete all his life, but he's found new success as a world champion in several sprinting events for his age group in 2022 and is looking forward to continuing that streak in 23. Remember to tune in live next and every Thursday at 5:30 p.m. Mountain Time on AM 1450 or FM 93.1 for the Huntsman World Senior Games Active Life. We take this live show and turn it into a podcast, and you can find that wherever you find your favorite podcasts. And then you can find this and previous shows right on our website at seniorgames.net. So check that out. Today's inspirational thought: don't limit your challenges, challenge your limits. Until next Thursday, stay active.